love Unofficial Mills.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
It's time to get romantic.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
Becky, are you doing some kind of dance routine?
Yeah, I was doing, like, do you remember that really old Spice Girls video where they do, like, two become one with their fingers? I was trying to do some sort of 24 type.
Yeah. I really like that.
Yeah. But then I didn't know what the sort of hand action for tap end was.
Maybe you put your fingers around like that and then just do a sort of flowing motion.
That just looks a little bit weird.
No, that's not that. Anyway, where are we at?
I'd like to take you to my 16th year at the tap end, if you're keen.
I'm John Keane.
I'm Keenan and Kel.
I'm Shaking Stevens.
I like that.
Nearly Christmas, isn't it?
You didn't ask me who John Keane was.
Yeah, who is John Keane?
He's a gentleman friend of mine.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's not a celebrity?
No.
Yeah,
I want
John...
to go punting with him.
Yeah. Who is he then?
A gentleman friend.
Right, that sounds weird.
You also know him.
A gentleman friend with benefits or a gentleman friend with...
John Keane, yes.
Looks like he owns a yacht.
Often in boat shoes.
That's why I want to go punting with him.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, back to tap end. Right, I'm John, you're Keenan and Kel, and you're Shaking Stevens.
Yes, sir.
Good.
And I'm ready.
It's like being at a pantomime, this, isn't it?
I've never heard that one. I'm ready.
Ready.
I've been speaking to this girl for a while now. I knew her through a mate, and I've been putting in the hours on MSN to increase her interest and secure a date.
You make it sound like you're working in a call centre.
All communications were done on MSN back then.
Well, so you grafted hard on this one.
It was a lot of work. Her name was Maud.
Sorry.
No, it wasn't.
No,
you're
that's
right.
That's a stage name.
I've had to give a stage name here.
Why did you choose Maud?
I was just trying to think of an old name to sort of keep it away from...
I like the thought of you chatting to Nans on MSN.
No, so her name wasn't actually Maud.
Right.
It was. She was 16.
Right, we'll have people now that are 16 called Maud
you
texting
won't.
In. We will. We will.
Her name was Maud, and she was a lovely from Uxbridge. I had learnt from my mistakes on a previous disastrous date, where I didn't actually talk to the girl the entire time we're at the Chime shopping centre. The plan for us was to go to Ruislip Lido, which seemed like a nice romantic place to go, and also had a miniature railway for us to ride on.
Don't you have to get your kit off then?
No, it's not like... It wasn't like a Lido where you swim.
No.
I think it was previously...
What, an old Lido that's been, like, sealed over or whatever?
It was a Lido where, actually, you were told definitely don't swim because there was pollution in the water or weird animals or something.
Is
I don't
it
know.
Still there?
It's
weird
still there.
Animals?
Well, it was like a giant lake. It wasn't... I think you're thinking of, like, an old 30s swimming pool.
Yes.
Yeah,
whereas
outside.
This was just an outside lake where people could swim in.
So it's a lake?
Yeah, but it's the whole place is called Ruislip Lido. Okay.
With weird animals.
It's very
animals.
Well known.
How many weird animals can you get in Ruislip?
Well, I think there was weird pollution things, so you weren't allowed in the water. So I imagine there was, like, these mutant animals in there, like three-eyed fish and stuff like that.
I'd love to go there on a date, though.
It had a miniature railway for us to ride on, and then I was going to take her for a meal. Being a gentleman, I was going to have to pay for all this. So me and Dougsy set about washing some cars the day before. My dad and Dougsy's dad both agreed that we could wash their cars for £5 a car. And someone down the road also said we could do theirs and a neighbour's. Car washing was our business. We were entrepreneurs. However, we needed equipment and resources for our business, and these we borrowed from Dougsy's dad, Papa Roy.
Is he Italian or...?
He's not Italian, no. He was just someone we affectionately knew as Papa Roy, a bit like you would The Godfather, almost.
Right.
It was just like, Papa, good to see you.
And you spoke in that voice to him.
Yeah.
Papa Roy, good to see you.
Papa Roy always disliked our business as we robbed all his shampoo and car polish, but I think he respected that we were out there hustling and making money. I've always had an entrepreneurial flair, something I've believed in from a young age. It's a tricky word, that, isn't it?
Well, obviously.
Entrepreneurial flair.
I don't think you have to go entrepreneurial. Like, just suddenly Australian.
Entrepreneurial.
Yeah. With cars washed, I had enough money that would sustain me for my date the next day. The big day arrived. I made sure I didn't text her that morning, so we had something to talk about when we met.
What? So she's in a right mood with you?
She wasn't in a mood, no. I just... Where I've made that mistake in the past is I've spent so long texting that when you've met up, really awkward.
Nothing to say.
Absolutely nothing to say. I sprayed myself down with Africa and put on my best hoodie.
Yes.
I boarded the H13 bus, which terminated at Ruislip Lido, and waited around for a bit for Maud to arrive. She was dropped off by her father, which was an awkward start to proceedings. She got out the car and I pretended not to see her to avoid the awkward walk for her as she walked towards me. She said hello and I did my best acting to make out that it was a pleasant surprise.
Oh, hello.
Is it a blind date? Because the way you say that was like you thought she was going to be hot and then she turned out to be not such a lovely.
No, it wasn't a blind date. It was just I made out as a pleasant surprise, like I hadn't noticed her being dropped off by her father and then walking towards me.
But you'd met her before?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Did you meet her on the internet?
No, I did not meet her on the internet.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I did not.
So you'd met Maud before?
I'd met Maud before through her cousin.
Right.
Through your cousin?
Through her cousin.
Are you cousins?
No, we're not cousins. No, we're not cousins.
You met her on the internet and she's your cousin.
No, this story's gone wrong.
I love it if you went on a blind date with your cousin.
I did not. Let me put this out there. I did
to
not go on a blind date.
Lake.
I did not know.
Did you not think when she got dropped off, oh, there's Uncle Harry?
No, I didn't, because she wasn't my cousin. She wasn't called Maud. It was a polluted lake, but it was much more scenic than you're making out.
Okay.
She said hello, and I did my best acting to make out that it was a pleasant surprise. After some initial awkward chat, we went for a walk around the Lido. And luckily, the weather was holding out for it. I could tell she was shy and felt a bit awkward, but at least we were talking unlike on the other date. It was definitely a good move not bringing Dougsie along to this one. We walked around the lake and had a very quick go in the play area.
Oh. What?
No, not like that. Where I impressed her with my skills on the swings.
And what did that involve?
Just...
sit on it and go?
No...
What skills have you got?
I will always take the swing to a dangerous level, to the point where people looking on would think he's about to go over.
What, over the bar?
Yeah, a 360.
Yeah.
I'm almost like a stunt swinger, if you will.
Right.
And then I walked her around to the resistance piece.
The jewels.
I think the French call it the piece de la resistance. Is it?
Just translate it then to the resistance piece. You still say pièce de resistance.
Yeah?
You don't translate it.
Oh. The piece de la resistance.
That's it.
I like the resistance piece though.
The jewel in Ruislip Lido's crown, the miniature railway. I thought this would be a really romantic thing to do. She just laughed. I don't think this was as cool as I thought it was. It looked like this was a misjudged situation. As I was queuing up, I noticed that everyone in the queue were either really young kids or parents with young kids. This wasn't a date thing. This was like going for a date to one of those Build-A-Bear places. A cute idea, but the reality is it's more for kids than it is for girls. I've always struggled with this at my time at the Tap End, is, you know those places where you can go and build a teddy bear?
Yeah, I've had one of them.
Yeah.
So, for me, I thought that'd be a great idea for a date, because girls like teddy bears, so you would take a girl there, and then they would get a personalised bear. Now, the reality of what goes on in there is if you do take a girl there, you have to sing songs, and you're sitting there amongst a whole group of toddlers.
Toddlers, yeah.
And it lasts forever. Did you record a message to go in it?
I didn't know.
It's a long process.
Because I had one, and my mum only a few weeks ago had to like open up the bear, like unstitch him, take out this thing, because it's got my ex-boyfriend's voice going. Blah, 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 blah,
oh, no!
You went on a date there.
My stepdad, yeah, and then my stepdad had to actually smash it with his foot, and it was still going, but now he's sounding like this. So then we had to put it in a glass of water until it finally stopped.
What was he saying? I love you, Becky.
Yeah, sorry, but that, by the end of it, it was like, I love you. And we're like kicking it, smashing it, putting it in the water. He's still saying I love you. This is like from 15 years ago.
So if your ex-boyfriend is now listening.
Yeah.
Can you replace the voice with mine?
Why would I want to do that?
Like, can we record?
Do it now.
What am I saying?
Well, what the message that you do to me if we were on a date in one of those bear places? Go.
First date or second date? I just need to know how far I can push this.
Okay, I'll say fourth date just to hear the message.
Well, you can't really have a sinister bear, can you? Saying the but go on then. We'll say fourth date.
Go.
Hello, Becky. I'm the bear. Isn't it about time that we spend a night?
Please put that in a bear.
Oh, I love that.
The train.
That's where my ex-boyfriend went wrong. I'd still be with him if he'd done that.
Mm. As we got off the train, she didn't seem too happy. My plan was to at least be holding her hand by now, but the situation felt awkward and it didn't seem like the right time. I took control of the situation, walking her to the bus stop to take her for some food. We got the H13 bus into Ryslip town centre. She seemed a bit happier with the prospect of food. I wasn't sure I liked her enough to be taking her to the Hut of Pizza, so I took her to Mackie D's and let her choose whatever she wanted. I didn't pick up the courage to give her a kiss as she said goodbye. We hadn't even held hands, so I didn't see the point. But today was not a day to be sad. Lessons had been learnt, and it was a marked improvement on the previous date. At least we had talked. Today was a victory, and in my quest to get a girl, this was a small victory in my eyes.
Did you see her again?
Do you know what? We did see each other again, but it was like 3 years later.
Does that count? I can't work it out. Second date?
So the date went well.
So she'll know. If she's listening, she'll know who she is.
Hi, Maud.
Well, she's not called Maud. That's the stage name, but... she'll know who she is.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
Unofficial Mills.